producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, what a good idea that would be, 855-993-7569. All right, now listen, let me just give you the emotional lay of the land today. I am jubilant because after spending about 5 hours total yesterday, 5 or 6 hours, being awake till the wee hours, getting up bright and early, My Shane can now communicate when there's a call coming in. Woo-hoo! So I expect you guys to call.
That's right.
So I can see your little blinky light and your name, which is the first time. It turns out, you know, this is true for all of us, right? When something goes wrong with my computer, I assume it's my fault. It never occurs to me that there may be something system-wide.
Sure, yeah.
You know, and when I can't get on, I think, you know, I must have a virus in here somewhere. I don't know. Or so I spent about 45 minutes going through my computer, taking out anything that I could possibly think that might be messing up my computer. Well, and finally, at about 1 o'clock this morning, I sort of, for some reason, went online and said something like, I have a Mac. Okay, what's up with Mac or something? Well, it turns out, guess who did an upgrade without telling anybody? Because your computer does it automatically, or mine does. Mac. Guess what day they did it?
Yeah.
My birthday. What a nice birthday present. They didn't tell me. So Friday, the program worked fine. Monday, not at all. And I'm not assuming that Mac has done something to my computer. I'm assuming I've done something to my computer.
Right.
Or somebody has sent me a birthday message that's embedded with goo or something. I don't know. It wasn't me, it was Mac. There you are. So if 15 of you call right now, you're gonna get a busy signal. But you can call right now and I will be able to wave to you. My little hi folks. Hello, welcome.
Yay.
855-99 Dr. Joy. So Shane and I will have a much easier time communicating and as I said, before we had the system, there was another system, which I was really going to try to convince Shane to use today. Because there are other systems that are not quite as elegant. But we were just using email, which is not awful, but it's not exactly...
Slow, clunky, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And it doesn't really give me much to do, and it keeps him really busy doing stuff that he shouldn't have to do. So, because this program is very elegant, when you guys call 855-99-DR-JOY... It shows up on this machine, on his phone line, on my computer, and it has different colors, and then he writes your name in, and he writes your question in, and then I can tell who's next, and I know if you're on hold or how long you've been on hold, and so it's very elegant.
It is.
There are less elegant programs that are not quite as complicated.
Right.
The problem is as you get more complicated, right? It's like your car. Before, when something didn't work, you went and changed... something. Now you have to go through the computer and the scan, and so anyway. So that's me. I'm a happy camper today because
me too.
It's not the world's easiest thing to do a talk show, having no idea when the phone calls are or what the phone calls are. It's not that we didn't do it. It's just and both of us had these little tense shoulders when we leave, and so Shane is being But he also has a sick cherub at home.
Yeah.
So he was up all night. So be gentle with him. Right? And what I said was maybe we'll get so many phone calls today that you can just sleepwalk through this one. So
there you go.
If you ever thought
about
calling, call today we'll give Shane an easy day.
Yeah,
because then
go.
He doesn't
Sounds
have
good.
To concentrate on what I'm saying. And, if you hear that snoring in the background, just be gentle with him. There was it. That was Shane. That's my guy. So that's all the news I have to tell you. I was at the theater last night. And for some reason, this birthday year, I don't know why. I mean, maybe it was Shane and telling. That's probably what it was. Come to think about it,
what
I was
did
being.
I do now?
Well, you sort of outed me on my birthday.
Oh,
on Friday,
right.
And people listen to the podcast. So I was at the theater last night, and all these people kept coming up and saying "Happy birthday!"
Nice.
It's like they listen to the podcast.
That's great.
And several people said, I don't know when it is, but I know you have a birthday right about now. So I'm having this birthday kind of season.
Bliss period, yeah.
Yeah,
awesome.
It's
yeah,
great.
I like
it
that.
Really is fun. And I mean, really, this has been one of the most fun birthdays ever for, you know, just for reasons. You know what? I guess it's just that the world events have seemed so scary in the last couple of, you know, weeks and months and years that sort of being alive just seems like getting older, bring it on.
Yeah,
you
right,
know, right.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so much better. Speaking of which, the good news, the Ebola story of the day, which is probably going to be with us at least for another couple of months. The 5-year-old in New York's fine, doesn't have his Ebola at all. No exposure, no nothing.
Good news.
So he's fine. He, I mean, he's like Shane's cherub, not feeling very well, but you know, 5-year-olds get stuff all the time.
That's
so
right.
He's okay. The irritating story, and I'm somewhat sympathetic, but not really, is the nurse, you know, who was quarantined.
Right.
And raising story, hell, yeah. And threatening to sue people.
What in the world, right? Yeah.
And she's now, they flew her, she was in, I think, New Jersey, and complaining that she was treated like a criminal, and they flew her to Maine on, you know, a private jet or something. And she's now objecting to being on house arrest. She's saying, I feel fine, they can't do this.
Boy.
And I'm thinking, you know what, if anybody in the world should understand that, look, I feel fine. Well, so did everybody before they came down with the symptoms. I mean, I just, and you'd think it was some, you know, somebody who was not in the medical field, that you would still say, wow, you know, what's the big deal? You can, you know, they will feed you. You know, it's your own bed. You can walk around your yard. You can have stuff brought in. People will break their neck to, you know, to make you healthy and happy. They're going to check you. You'll never have better medical attention in your entire life. What's the big deal? You know, we're now talking about another 2 weeks, you know, maybe 14 days. If you're on vacation, you know, that this... And,
right, right.
But she's a medical professional.
Yeah,
and
God,
you think it...
God forbid you, I mean, possibly save someone else's life, right? I mean, you'd think she...
Or, listen, even make somebody feel calmer.
Right, yeah, there you
not
go.
Not scare
perfect.
Somebody.
Good point, yeah. Yeah,
I mean, it just seems to me... And she's not only saying... I mean, she's whining. You know, maybe there's a book deal or something here. But she's threatening to sue people. Good luck. I'd like to be on that jury, folks.
Yeah, definitely.
Like someone once said to me, because I get called all the time for jury duty. I get called once a year, and in theory, you're only called every 3 years. But I get called for grand jury and local and whatever. And they never put me on a jury. Because would you put me on a jury? I can convince anybody of anything, including myself.
Perfect.
I mean, I would never put me on a jury. Not to mention I'd been a victim of violent crime. And so I would never put me on a jury. But they always do. And somebody said, well, you know how you get out of jury duty? And I said, no, I don't. They said, you just say you're in favor of the death penalty.
Oh,
and
wow.
Someone said,
yeah.
In traffic court? So, folks, nice. My theory about jury duty, and I've actually written it up, because, you know, you have a lot of time when you're on jury duty. They now let you have your cell phone in there with you or your computer with you. They didn't used to.
Really?
I think you can use
your
cell phone outside. I don't think you can use your cell phone. I think you can use your computer, and they have computers there.
Okay.
But I think you can go out for short periods of time. Because the last time I was on jury duty, I actually had to do an interview, and they let me go out in the hall and do it. They were not happy with me, but they let me do it.
Yeah.
But I actually wrote up an essay thing that said, look, if I knew that I was going to be on jury duty for 3 weeks, I could do that. I can't do 6 months. Because I wouldn't have a program to go back
right,
to.
Exactly.
But 3 weeks I could do, or a week. And I said, you know, if you, and the jury system would really be helped by this, if in the same way that there are maximum penalties for various crimes, if there are maximum lengths of time for juries, you know, for trials, I mean, you could do the same thing. And some countries do it, that you can only go this much and you get all the information in that period of time, which means that the legal fees are less, that juries obviously are not lifelong occupations. They didn't actually respond to me, which was not a huge surprise. But I thought that was a great idea.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, we come back. Since the news basically is relatively good, I thought we would talk about something that's been on, that we switched directions on last week when the news seemed all bad. And I thought and I'll tell you the reason why I thought we'd do this when we come back. What would you do if you knew that your time on this earth was going to be limited, and why? And I'll tell you why I think it's a more positive thing than it may be at first blush. Or you can call me 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. All right, so this is the this is the topic that we thought, you know, you probably thought if you're on Facebook, she's never going to get to this. Never going to get it. and the reason was that we had, you know, and I've done something not exactly this, but similar to it before, of saying, you know, because there have been all these sort of end of the world catastrophic predictions, you know, the world was going to end. Remember that a couple of years ago?
Oh, yeah.
The Aztec calendar and
yes,
then 2000.
Yeah. Mayan calendar, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And that the 2000, you know, there was going to be the whole thing.
Yep.
So I've done it over the years. Oh, incidentally, today is the 2-year anniversary of Sandy as well.
Yes, yeah, that's right.
Which I remembered yesterday for some reason. You know, it's really interesting that bodies remember even when your head doesn't.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Yeah,
yeah,
I agree.
Because I didn't really sort of process it, but I got, you know, within 24 hours of it. And I think what I probably remembered was that I had to evacuate, and I had to evacuate last night, not today.
Oh, sure, yep.
I was in Bermuda a bunch of years ago, and I was in the gift store or something, or a store, and this woman, very attractive woman, was standing there with tears rolling down her cheeks. And you guys know me, so I had to go up and say, "Are you okay?" But turned out that she wasn't aware of it, but her husband and her daughter had been killed years before in an accident on this day, and she hadn't remembered it consciously, but she was standing there crying, and I said, "Are you okay?" And she said, "Yeah, I don't know what the problem is." And so I just sat with her for a while, and it finally came to her, you know, that her husband and daughter had been killed, I don't know, like 25 years before or something, on this particular day, and she didn't consciously remember it. But bodies remember, you know, even when our heads don't necessarily.
Wow. Hmm.
So yesterday, I think, was the day I said, well, you know, Sandy soon. And yesterday was actually the day that I had to evacuate. Ugh. At any rate, so the point is that with Ebola, you know, the idea, and I think it got to everybody just because it was one of those things that seemed so scary and so out of our control and so unclear and so massive. And one of my ways, you know, I told you my classic way of dealing with it, somebody was teasing me about it last night, of my saying, look, one of two things is going to happen with Ebola. Either the population in the Western Hemisphere has better nutrition, better immune system, better access to health care, better sanitation, everything. And so that there may be, in fact, some cases. But we still don't know why the 20% of people, who are exposed to it, but who get Ebola, survive. We don't know. We don't know the difference between those people and the people who succumb. And given the fact that we tend to be healthier and whatever, and the medical system, that either we're going to be much, you know, it's not going to happen, it's not going to be a pandemic, or not, it will. Neither of which you can do anything about, right? You can't, you know, so don't worry about things you can't control. There's no reason, if you had a week to live, you don't want to sit around worrying about it. You want to do the best you can to make that week count.
It kind of goes back to the old parable, too, of, you know, living like every day is your last kind of.
Yeah. So hence my Ebola boots. I said that I had gotten a coupon for $5 off because it was my birthday. And so, God forbid, I shouldn't go at least look and see what the options were. Found a pair of boots on sale plus my $5 off. And I thought to myself, this is a true story. I said, I don't need these boots. And I thought, if I'm going to die next week, I want these boots. So I now have these boots, and I refer to them fondly as my Ebola boots. And every time I look at them, I smile and sort of renew that notion of don't worry about things that you can't affect and celebrate. So the point of that, of my putting up on Facebook, of Shade and I putting up on Facebook, if you had a week to live, what would you do, was to focus on that part. Focus on what you can do. Focus on how you can make yourself happy. But it happened right in the middle of all this new, awful news about Ebola and then the shooting in Ottawa. And I thought, I can't do this. And I literally changed, you know, I didn't want to do it. And I changed literally in the middle of a sentence, not the middle of the show. Okay, we're not doing this.
Yeah.
But given the fact that the news is much better, much calmer, to the extent that people are talking about suing as opposed to dying, which in some ways is so comforting, right? It was kind of
September
11th.
Yep.
Yeah. That, you know, for about 6 weeks after September 11th, You never, when you ran into strangers, I've never been hugged so much in my life because people were so glad that we were all alive. We were all okay. You never heard a horn honk in New York for that about, maybe it was not 6 weeks, maybe it was 3 to 4 weeks, but everybody was kind. Everybody let people go in front of them. We were nice to tourists when we found them because we were so grateful they came here. Everybody was just kind and sweet. And it was almost a comfort when taxis started honking again. Get out of the way!
Sure.
You know, I thought, okay, life has returned to normal. Yeah, exactly. So this woman, who in theory could have been Typhoid Mary, is saying, I'm going to sue you guys. You know, I'm being treated inhumanly. Thank goodness. I mean, as opposed to everybody thinking, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
So I decided that today we could sort of do that. So if you, do you know what you'd do if you had a week to live? Would you do the show with me or not? Probably not, huh?
well,
it's okay.
It depends. I think I would kind of try to, I think I probably would do the show just because, I mean, you know, I would want to, I'd want to, you know, at least spend some time with you and the listeners, you know. But I think I'd spend most of my time with my family. Yeah, I mean, you know, just enjoying them constantly, enjoying my kids, my wife, and that sort of thing. You
okay.
know? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a hard question for me because my daughter doesn't live close to me. My mom doesn't live close to me. Although I must tell you, during all the height of everybody's concern, luckily, I had just gotten back from a wonderful trip with my kid, but I called her like 3 or 4 times that week, and I did make reservations. I'm going to go see my mom in 2 weeks on the weekend because of that impulse. But I would probably be in front of a microphone.
Yeah.
Just because it's not that my family doesn't matter, because they do hugely, but they're spread out, and I talk to them all the time. And I think that my family, I think, felt the same kind of thing during Sandy. We were in much more contact with one another, either on email or on the phone than we usually are. But I'd probably be in front of a microphone, just because for every truly scary thing, I've been in front of a microphone. And it's kind of, I guess...
Comfort zone, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not only my comfort zone, it's kind of, I feel like, you know, that I can comfort, especially if there's nothing you can do about it, like Sandy, that just sort of keeping people clear about how to not panic, you know, how to think about things. It's kind of been the blessing of my life. It's kind of what I do. And
that's really profound. I mean,
pardon?
I said that's actually really profound. I'm sitting here thinking about this, and what you're saying basically is you're at a point where you know you can't do anything for yourself.
Yeah.
So you might as well help other people.
Yeah.
You
it
know?
Probably
I mean,
is that.
That's beautiful, actually. Wow.
Well, I mean, I think it's not. I don't think it's anything other than just very pragmatic. You know, it's interesting, the movie Interstellar, which I think comes out this weekend, in theory is saying, would you save the world if it meant sacrificing your family? And that isn't exactly what the movie's about, and that's not exactly what I'm talking about. But there is that whole sense, I guess that's why the nurse just makes me kind of furious with her, of at some point, isn't there a greater good? Isn't there something else that you can do that doesn't specifically benefit you? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes find breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Is that? You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. How am I to help you, kiddo?
I was listening to your podcast actually last night, and you talked to a lady, and I'm just wondering if I should be following the advice you gave her, which was basically sit down and think about if this is what you want out of your marriage and wait it out. So I'll tell you a little bit about my situation. I've been married for over 8 years, okay, and together with my husband for over 10. We have he has a child from a previous relationship where he wasn't married, and so I have a stepson who's 14, and then we have a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old little boy.
Okay.
And I apologize if I get emotional. Back in October, he came to me and said he wasn't in love with me anymore, and this isn't the life he wanted, that I made him have children, and he wanted to leave. So for the next few months, he was out all the time and looking for a place to live and trying to buy a house or a condo or whatever it was. And he got an apartment February 1st and left. So he took nothing. He took a suitcase full of clothes and just walked out the door. And he won't talk to me about anything. He won't discuss what to do about finances and house and kids and so on. So it's been quite difficult. I've been kind of left with everything, not knowing what's going to happen.
Okay, let me get a little background from you.
Sure.
How old are you, Yvette?
I'm 37.
And how old is he?
He's 36.
And he had a 16, so he had a kid when he was like 19?
He was like 21 or whatever.
Okay.
It was, yeah.
Do you have a job? Do you work outside the home? You stay at home?
I used to work full-time, and what I did when our 6-year-old was born, I started an online stationery business, and I kind of ran that and continued working full-time, and then we got pregnant. We actually tried for the second one for 2 years and got pregnant with the second one, or I guess third, and once he was born, I stayed home. So I stay home, but I also run my business, and I do freelance graphic design work as well. So I have a couple contracts.
Do you have enough? Can you support yourself?
Not enough. Like, okay. I don't make enough money to, you know, if he took the house and everything, I don't have enough money to live with my teenage boy.
All right. Is your stepson with you or with his mom?
No, he's with his mom.
Okay.
He comes to see us every 2 weeks.
Okay. Does what kind of work does your husband do?
He's a sales manager at a car dealership, so he makes really good money.
Okay. So he's been gone for essentially a month, a little more than a month.
Yeah. And in between, from October, like when he first told me, there's a whole bunch of stuff that happened that made me suspect that he was having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
And,
like what?
He kept talking about this girl at work, how she's so much like me, and she started getting brought into the conversation, and then he was going out with her all the time, and he would stay out late. Like, he'd tell me he'd be home at 11, and he wouldn't come home until 4, and, you know, at a Christmas party, we were driving home, and he said, yeah, I'm coming home right now. Like, he told his friends, I'm coming home, but then once we pulled into the driveway, he's like, oh, I'm leaving, I'm going back to the after party, and he came home at 6, and she drove him. I found her credit card in his clothes.
I get it. Where is he now?
Right now he's at work, but he's...
I mean, where's he living?
In an apartment.
Okay.
One-bedroom apartment.
Okay, so what's the question to me at this moment?
What do I do?
It's a perfectly legitimate question. Do you know how long he was in the relationship that resulted in the child event?
They split up when he was 4, and they were together for about 6-7 years.
Yeah, he seems to have a 6 or 7 year half-life, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
So the question is at this moment, not what does he want, but
right.
What do you want?
I would like my marriage back.
Okay, knowing he is who he is, did you view your marriage up until October as positive and worthwhile and what you wanted?
Yes, we had our ups and downs, as everybody does, and now looking back on it, there's definitely certain things that have, you know, happened and continued to sort of grow that I didn't notice, and I assumed it was work-related.
Like
know?
What? His absences?
Like, yeah, that, and, you know, he would come home, and instead of really connecting with us, he would just sit and text or play on his phone, and, you know, that...
But you're saying he was really connected before then?
He was, yeah. We used to do stuff. I mean, we'd go, you know, camping and go away and, like,
okay.
do things and hang out with the kids. And it was, I mean, and we even stopped fighting. Like, we, you know how couples fight over stuff. Like, I thought everything was great. That's why when he came to me in October and said all this stuff, I was just floored. I didn't see it coming.
Well, sometimes people stop fighting because they've checked out. And I'm not saying that that's what was going on here, but that I'm one of those people who thinks that fighting in a relationship isn't necessarily a bad thing. That it depends how often you fight, how you fight, what the outcome of the fight is. But I mean, two adults who are from different backgrounds, different sexes, different perspectives, different education, different yada yada, are going to have some disagreements, which isn't necessarily bad. The question is, what do they do with those disagreements? How do they resolve them? Are they able to find to move forward together? But I don't view disagreements as not only necessarily bad, but they can be positive. So the lack of disagreement doesn't necessarily mean you're on the same page. It may be that somebody is literally checked out. Look, at this moment, if I were you, I'd get a lawyer. And I'll tell you why. I don't think you ever move against your own best interest. But I think being in a position of just... When he said in October, I don't love you anymore, I don't want to be here, I would have said, okay, leave. Because you allowed him to really put you in a very uncomfortable and tenable position for 2 months. Okay. Where, what are you supposed to do? Does that mean if he's nice to you that he's reconciling? Does that mean that you're walking on eggshells the whole time? I mean, I think when somebody says, I don't want to be here, what you say is fine, goodbye. And
And you know what?
What?
Sorry. I did say that. And he said, well, why should I leave? This is my house.
Well, because you could say, if I need to, I'll get a lawyer, because you said you don't want to be here anymore and you can't date other people while you're living with me. It's not good for me. Okay. It's not good for the kids. I mean, kiddo, look, this is going to be Backbone City. I'm not saying that you have to wreak havoc on him. I'm not suggesting that we're talking about revenge here. I'm saying being a doormat will get you absolutely no place. And it will, even if at some point he decides he wants to come back, if you feel that you've been humiliated enough, you're not going to take him back, even though you may want to. So this is a time you don't have to go after him. You don't have to be aggressive. But you can't be a doormat, because that won't work for you, for the kids, or in the long run even for the relationship between the two of you. If I were you, I'd get a lawyer, because right now he should certainly be paying child support and he should be paying for the house, and you shouldn't have to worry about money. And as far as I'm concerned, you certainly don't have – you can file for a separation agreement if you want. I would not file for divorce, because you want to reconcile with him. But don't make it easy for him to do what you don't want to do. Right now, he doesn't have any responsibilities to the kids that he's adhering to. He doesn't have any financial responsibility to you. He can go and have a mistress or not. Who knows? I mean, I probably agree with you that there's somebody else involved. And that nonsense about you made me have kids, oh, please. I mean, especially when you tried for 2 years to have children. If you didn't want to have children, there are all sorts of ways of saying things like, right, I don't want to have children, or I don't want to have another child, or I'm going to have a vasectomy, or whatever. So, I mean, I think you have to take all of that with a huge, big grain of salt. But for right now, negotiating with him is a waste of time. He is enthralled with his idea of his being a teenager again. It's very likely that he's at least flirting with somebody, if not openly involved with somebody. That's not your issue right now. That's. But I would protect myself at this moment financially, make sure the kids are protected, and I would probably have a formal separation agreement where he has to pay child support, he has to pay for the house, and he sees the children. So you're protected. Then do whatever you want to do. I obviously, dating right now would hopefully is the last thing on your mind. But run your life. Yeah, run your life and assume that for right now you're in an indeterminate status.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, good idea. 855-993-7569. Okay, so, you know, it's funny that we were talking about, you know, what would you do if you had a week, and people were saying to me, because, as I said, I've literally been giving lectures on the subway about Ebola, because everybody was so panicked last week. And they said, what would you do? And I said, well, I suspect I would do what I always do, which is, you know, just try and help people see what their alternatives are, keep people calm. I mean, it's kind of, It's kind of, you do what makes sense to you, what means something to you. And, I mean, my family has really always understood that. It's really interesting. I was in San Francisco during one of the earthquakes, and I heard from everybody except, you know, I heard from people I hadn't seen in years, and except my daughter, and I was kind of hurt by it, and I finally said to her, you know, how come you didn't check to see I was okay? And her response was, which I've never forgotten, and it probably informs a lot of how I think about things. She said, "Mom, I knew you'd be okay, and you'd be taking care of everybody else." So
there
you
know, go. Yep.
It's sort of true. So I mean, look, you do what makes sense, and that sort of makes sense. And I suppose, you know, I might have a whole lot of people in my living room, and I've been like during blackouts and stuff, and everybody, and even before I was on the air. My house was kind of the place everybody came there. I lived in Massachusetts at one point, and there was a huge snowstorm, a blizzard, and nobody could get home. And I had like 15 people sleeping in my apartment. It wasn't that big of an apartment.
Wow.
You know, people were sleeping on the floor and yada, yada. But, I mean, so it's always been kind of a gathering place. And so sure. I'd probably be on the air. I'd probably have a bunch of people in my apartment. But
that'd actually be kind of a fun time.
It was. And, during one of the things, because I for the last couple of years I've had gas stoves, and
okay.
gas stoves uh-huh. don't really get affected.
Yeah,
by electrical stuff, and so although I did realize after a couple of weeks of having no hot water and no light, no electricity,
ouch.
That I did have, you know, I could warm up the water. But let me tell you, in case you're ever thinking about it, warming up hot water and pouring it over yourself in your shower stall in a freezing cold apartment isn't all that comforting. You know, you don't actually want to do that. It seems like a good idea, but I did that exactly once. And then I started carrying around my shower cap saying, do you have any hot water? To strangers. You know, it's shower with a friend. What can I tell you? So, but it's always been true that, you know, in disaster that sometimes, you know, I'm on the air and everybody else is around here kind of holding my hand, so that's good. 855-993-7569. Jenny, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. How may I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I have three daughters, 6.5, 4.5, and almost 2. And our middle daughter has entered this stage of having, like, complete meltdowns when we go mm-hmm. anywhere.
Sure.
You know, school, speech, wherever we go, it's like she starts sobbing, like she doesn't want to go. When she's there, she's fine. It doesn't matter if we stay with her or we leave. She cries. And so they tell me, the teachers, they say it's a stage. But I guess my question is like, I don't know how to respond to her when she does that. Like, I don't want her to feel like we're getting mad.
No, of course not. All right, let me get a little bit more detail. Let's say, tell me the latest of the meltdowns. Where were you going? Did you have the other two kids with you? Give me a little bit more context here, please.
Well, she goes to school 3 days a week, and when my husband drops her off, he does not have anyone else with him. It's just her. He drops her off. When we walk in the door, she starts to get weepy. She gets really clingy, and then she starts to sob. She did that last week when she went to school all 3 days. She did that when she went to speech, where I stay with her, like I'm just in a different room. She had a community ed class that she went to. My husband stayed with her. It was just her and him, and like she didn't even want to participate. And last year when she was 3, she went to school.
Yeah.
She had speech, and she was fine. Yeah. Like,
well, she's a little more sophisticated. I mean, and so what she's realizing is a couple things. First of all, last year the youngest child was 1, which is kind of a, you know, a blob. Now the youngest child is 2, which is not so much of a blob. Does the youngest child probably stay home with you?
Yep, it stays with me.
Okay. When you take her to speech, who takes care of the youngest child?
She's with us.
Okay. Here's the deal. You need to think about a couple. Let me give you a bunch of different answers here, and if we run out of time, I'll hold you over and we'll go through it a bit. Understand from her point of view, if she has to go off and be independent in speech class, and the dreaded rival that took away her blessed position as the baby stays with you, guess what she's going to want to do?
Stay with me.
Exactly. So you got to do one of two things. You either need to not take the baby with you, which may mean either somebody else takes her to speech, or that you get a babysitter for the two-year-old, or that you drop the two-year-old at daycare before you take the four-and-a-half-year-old to class. So, because in the four-year-old's mind, if I make a big enough fuss, I get mom, too. If I don't, then the dreaded rival gets mom, and I have to go off by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why she's doing this, because what you probably say to her in frustration is, stop it, you're acting like a baby. Ta-da! That's her point. If I act like a baby, then I get treated like a baby, which means I get to stay with mom. Mm-hmm. So number one, that asking her to leave either you or her dad or anybody else where the baby's there. And in the morning, does dad take her, are there other kids in the car, or is just she and dad?
No, well, they drop my six-year-old off at school first, and then they go drop Lauren off afterwards. So she's not with the baby. The baby's at home with me, and my husband's dropping her off.
Well, but see, the issue still there's still two issues there. Number one, that I got that time with Dad by myself when we dropped off my icky sister, you know, my big sister that I can't compete with. Mommy right. got the baby, so maybe if I act like a baby, I get to keep Daddy. So there, it may be that we get a carpool, and that you find somebody else who's not a family member. So they come and pick her up, maybe another friend, who takes her to school. Coming home from school is not going to be as much of a problem, because then she gets to come back with you.
Right.
So if
right.
you have a choice of somebody in the neighborhood, and you may want to try it for a couple of days, because it's as much to break the pattern as anything else. You may not have to do it forever, but having somebody else drop her off may make it an easier transition for her, because she doesn't have to leave a parent. And she's smart enough to know that the baby gets mom, I get daddy to myself because we already dropped off my sister. It may, I'm not sure that dropping her off first will work, although you may want to experiment with that. But bottom line, having somebody else take her so she's not leaving a parent might be easier for her for the transition. She also needs time by herself with you or dad, and each separately. So whenever she's a really big girl, she gets to have the time, which means you may be investing a bit more in babysitters than you thought you were going to do. But this was a kid in particular. Your oldest kid will be fine, because she's going to be like all oldest kids. She's going to be a little more independent. She knows how to get attention by doing really well in school and by being the big kid. What happens to middle children is they have this great role. They know they can't compete with the oldest kid, mm-hmm. because they can't be as smart. They're not as coordinated. They're not as verbal. They can't walk as well. They're not as coordinated. So they embrace the role of baby. Then when the role of baby is taken away from them, they don't know what to do. And so that what they do under stress is go back to an earlier stage of development that worked, which is being a baby. All right, let me put you on hold. You think about it for a minute. But what we need to do is give her some strengths that she can rely on, and maybe not make that transition, because transitions are hard for everybody, especially 4-and-a-half-year-old little children.
I'm Dr. Joy. It's time to think about getting ready for winter, and it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.